This man was walking along the street, walked past the church, and he noticed there was a little child, a little boy, standing at the door of the church trying to open the locked door. He was banging and bashing on the door, and he'd go around, try and find another door, and bang and bash again. And the man went up and asked him, what are you doing? What are you trying to get into the church for? He said, well, I want to talk to God. And surely, coming into the church is the best place to do that. Well, the man said, that's okay. The church is closed now. But you don't need to go into the church to speak to God. You can do that anywhere. All you need to do is knock on the door of God's heart with your own heart. He's always listening, always available. I mean, so often we kind of think that, if only I had a particular place to pray. If only I had the perfect words to pray. If only I was able to dedicate, 4 hours a day to prayer, then everything would be okay in my life. We can imagine that there are so many things that we have to line up in order for our prayers to be heard, to be acceptable. When God actually invites us into this friendship, into this relationship of trust. We hear in our first reading today that Abraham had such boldness in his declarations, in his bargaining with the Lord. He knew that God was not going to reject him. He knew that he was able to have such incredible audacity to speak to God like this. I mean, he still uses very respectful language in his dealings with the Lord, but bargaining. Have you ever tried to bargain with God? Have you ever tried to make that declaration to say, well, what about this, Lord? Okay, well, if that doesn't work, well, what about this? It's a good model for us because it invites us into this dynamism, this experience of really encountering the wonder of what God is inviting us into, this freedom, this life that God wants us to experience. And Abraham, in interceding for even this awful, wicked place of Sodom, when the prophets talk about it, they talk about their mistreatment of the poor, that they were full of pride and selfishness, that they were a violent community, people that were filled with all kinds of terrible things and abominations. And so the fact that Abraham chose to intercede even for the worst kinds of people is a great model again of that our prayers are not meant to have any limits. We don't just pray for our friends and pray for the good people. This is part of that continuing theme of who is my neighbor, even the despised ones, even those that we reject. The Lord is inviting us into a friendship and a relationship, even with them, even with ourselves, that we're able to respond to the Lord. And so when Jesus is asked to teach the disciples how to pray, when they see him obviously caught up in this experience that he goes so often, and particularly in the Gospel of Luke, to spend all night in this experience of silence, this experience of prayer, this experience, no doubt, of arguments and battles that Jesus would have undertaken to try and make sense of what the will of God was for him. And so the disciples see that there's something special about all that. And so please show us the same way. And so we get the words of in here it says the Father prayer. We don't have the Our Father, but we're invited into this shorter, more succinct version of the prayer that we're much more familiar with from the Gospel of Matthew. But here in Luke, we have the same experience of being invited into adoration, being invited to worship the Lord, to honor the name of the Lord, to pray that the will of God would always be done, to pray for our daily provisions, to pray that we'll always have enough in this moment for all that we need, all that we're able to experience, to pray that we'll be part of that experience of forgiveness, that we can receive the forgiveness and the mercy of the Lord, but we can also share that with those around us, that we're invited to to respond to that call to forgive others as well. And praying that we will not be taken to a place of testing, that we will be able to pass that moment of the test. And so often the Lord does test those He loves, that He's always inviting us to grow, to be strengthened in our experiences. You know, when you're at the gym, I don't go very often, but that experience of weight training, resistance training, that our muscles, that our lives need to be built up by that constant force against ourselves, that if we just are able to do the exercise easily, then we're not growing, we're not strengthening our muscles. And so also with our faith and with our trust in God, that sometimes there needs to be this push and pull so that we can grow in our trust. We can continue to really be tested by what we are able to bear. And he's given then this example of the friend who comes to another friend, because the third friend has come to say, you know, he needs somewhere to stay, he needs something to eat, and the person doesn't have anything to offer. And so he goes and knocks. And Jesus says, you know, even if for friendship's sake isn't enough to get him to get out of bed, to come and to tend for your needs, persistence will be enough. So if we have the boldness in the audacity of Abraham, if we are able to experience ourselves within that place of friendship, that all these things may not be enough, well, let's keep trying. Keep on knocking. Keep on persisting in all of our desires to open the door of God's heart. Praying, asking, seeking, knocking. That we're invited into this dynamism of faith and response. The Lord is a good Father, what Jesus tells us. You know, we can trust in that. We can bank that reality, that truth, that we're not in relationship with a God who's mean, who's distant, who's away from our cares, our responsibilities. No, the Lord longs for us to have everything that we need. He wants us to experience the very best of life and goodness. But there are times when we need to really push that friendship. We need to really grow and to strengthen. Because prayer is never so much about changing God. Prayer is primarily about changing our own hearts, changing us to become more like God, opening us to that reality and calling us more deeply into that experience of how we can live in the presence of the Lord. And reminding ourselves also the grace of what Jesus says at the very end of today's gospel. How much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? We can always trust in that. That God wants us to know and experience His presence. God wants us to be able to encounter the very presence of God made available in and through the Holy Spirit. So let's really pray and long that we will, with boldness, continue to pray. That we will have that persistence to keep on knocking of the heart of God, that we will have that courage to really be bold within that friendship, within that trust relationship, to seek God, to seek His presence, to seek the gift of the Holy Spirit, and to pray that that might change us and transform us as we pray the Lord's Prayer, as we open ourselves to the worship and adoration of God, as we pray for all of our daily needs, as we pray for forgiveness and mercy, and as we share that with those around us, that we will grow in boldness, that we will grow to be audacious and persistent prayers who long for the gift of the Holy Spirit to change us and transform us into the people that He's called us to be.